With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore now, and joined by Deputy Fire Chief Steve Aiello of the Gloucester Fire Department. And Chief, kind of a mess on 128 today. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, well, there was a three-car motor vehicle accident. Two of the vehicles actually rolled over, and upon our arrival, all of the occupants were out of the vehicles. There were four patients in total. Three of them were transported to Beverly Hospital. One of them was med-flighted from Beverly Hospital to a Boston hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries, to the best of our knowledge. One of the vehicles had a ruptured gasoline tank, so there was gasoline all over the highway. So we had to use some foam and other agents to soak up the gasoline and clean the highway up. So the highway was shut down for quite some time. It was quite a mess, and it caused some traffic around the city, but, you know, we did the best that we did. You know, we had to treat the patients. Obviously, you know, with motor vehicle accidents, there's always some concern for neck and back and other injuries, so we need to be careful and take our time in treating the patients before we transport. And with the spilled fuel all over the highway, that made the job just that much harder for us.
What time did this take place, Deputy?
It was just after 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1 o'clock, yeah, on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we probably had the highway closed down for close to an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Wow. Now, were state police and local police, all those guys involved as well?
Yes. We were assisted on scene by the local police and state police, as well as the state DPW. You know, there's some damage to the highway, the guardrails, as well as with the fuel and whatever. There were some environmental concerns, but we were able to take care of all of that.
Thank you, Deputy. One other question. I'm sure you can answer. I'm not sure you can answer it, but any idea what happened?
No, because of the mechanism of injuries, we really weren't able to get a clear picture of what happened. We just know that you know, there were three vehicles involved, and you know, there were four patients, and their injuries are serious but not life threatening, to the best of our knowledge.
Thank you, sir. That is Gloucester Deputy Fire Chief Steve Aiello.